This podcast is produced by podcastandradio.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Our guest on this segment is the president of the Women of Light Movement, inspirational speaker, author, designer, and organizer. Andrea Manfredi is fiercely loyal to the cause to bring empowering opportunities to women everywhere through the medium of inspiration, connection, and service. Andrea is the organizer of the nation's first all-inclusive large-scale women's event in the Southwest in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Joining us on this segment is Andrea Manfredi. Andrea, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
So, top level, we just completed working together on this magnificent event in Albuquerque, New Mexico. First question that comes to mind is, where did all this come from?
That's a really loaded question. But having grown up in California to a very successful parents who did events for a living, anything from backyard parties to presidential campaigns, as children and, in a family that did that, I feel like we were mentored, without even knowing it, really, of how to plan, organize, and to be able to have the foresight to understand how things should be done on a massive level. And I never did it really occur to me that I would be doing this at this point. And it was until I, getting further into being a mother of four and moving from, different places and now making my home in New Mexico, I saw a huge need in our community. As a stay-at-home mom, and I like to call myself chief household officer because that's really was my title, and still is really, but I realized that we seem to kind of isolate ourselves as women based off of what we're involved in on a daily basis, whether that's stay-at-home mom, being an educator, caregiver, politician, you name it. And we get kind of sucked into these groups, whether it be religion or, politics or other things, that kind of, I think, they're good and they serve a purpose, but they become very independent of each other. And we only cross those lines when we need something, Instead of actually seeing how necessary those worlds need to become cyclical. And I thought, what could I do to help bring that together? I mean, what would that look like? And feeling very, very moved upon by, I feel like this kind of higher calling to answer that problem and to do it for on the level of a community event. And I wanted to challenge the barriers that exist in religion and politics and socioeconomics and bring women together. I have felt isolated before. I've felt cut off before from different parts of society because of being this, quote unquote, stay-at-home mother. And what I learned very quickly is that women are the heart and nucleus of our communities and of our societies and of our families. And if we can tap into that world and fortify that even more through the medium of inspiration, connecting, and service, that we could really start seeing the results and change and healing, I like to use those words synonymously, that we're looking for. And, because we're all really saying the same thing. We might have different ways of going about it, but ultimately at the heart and soul of each one of us, we're really crying out for the same thing. And I feel like if we can, be in a forum, even if it's just for a day, to break down those barriers, I really feel like we would find a lot more success and happiness. So
beautiful, the transformation theme, and really that's at the root of so much of it, this idea that women can coexist and cross these lines that isolate us so often, and that's really key to it all. The process of, there were some magnificent speakers, I'll use that word again, at this event, 16 or so, and it took a lot of energy and thought to select who would speak at the event, the Women of Light in Albuquerque, your first. What was that process like? How did you go about selecting who would speak?
So we first identified what some of the key issues were, topics that were important to women. And the neat thing about women is that we touch everything in society. And so somebody jokingly said, you should do a men's conference. And I thought that would look so different on topics and even your vendors and even what it would look like. It would look totally different. And that's not to down, men in any any sort of way. But really, it's just the kind of this amazing, incredible, magnificent, use that word, role that women have to be able to cross all of these, you know, areas of society. And so we identified that social issues was important, family issues and finances and healthy body image and, you know, health and wellness. And so we identified what some of those key issues were, and we reached out to the community to find out who the face of some of those topics would be. And, you know, and these speakers, we didn't want to just pull big name speakers for everything either. We wanted to be able to show a good dimension of what authentic community voices sound like. And so it wasn't like, you know, here is this incredibly well-trained speaker, but rather here is a voice of a woman who is truly out there, boots on the ground, doing some magnificent things. Mm-hmm. And that was important to me. And even if it, I didn't entirely agree with, you know, with some of the, you know, some of the things that they may be doing. And when I say agree, I mean like the way that it's done. I still felt like it needed to have light, you know, shed light on this, you know, what they were doing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like it opened up my mind and heart to what, you know, the variety of different things that women are touching throughout the community. Mm-hmm. And so, so reaching out to women of all walks of life, we wanted the religious aspect to come through. We wanted, you know, the social issues, you know, factor to come through. And so that's really kind of how we came about with all of that.
As you wove this tapestry of thought and knowledge capital to share with these women, for them to connect through this light, and this may just be a question for you as an entrepreneur and as a woman on the planet, what's stressing women out right now? What are some of the things that we need to shine more light around or transform ourselves, I don't want to say away from, but maybe into, so that we can resolve them? What are some of the things that come to mind?
So there's a couple of things. First of all, we are incredibly harsh to each other and incredibly judgmental to each other. But that's actually symptomatic of how we feel inside.
Sure.
And I speak from a place of very personal experience of knowing that, I have judged harshly my outside world because of how I was judging so harshly myself, and, you know, and the hurt that I felt inside. And it was until that I got square with who I was and the irreplaceable role that I have as what I believe to be as a daughter of somebody higher, of God, I finally realized that the rest of that noise was just noise. It was just noise. And that didn't motivate me any more than it did, you know, anybody else. And letting go of that unnecessary baggage. And so I feel like, you know, it's important for women to become vulnerable to these, you know, these other women who are doing these great things, because what it shows them is a different perspective and how other women are very much more the same than they are different. I have found that it is within the realm of our differences that we find what makes us more the same and essentially what unifies us. And that goes for somebody who is a completely different religion than I am, or politically on a different side.
Yeah, it transcends those
yes,
things.
Yes, it totally does. And I believe that is an overall, issue or concern mm-hmm. that I have for my fellow, you know, sisters and women that I shouldered this with, because that just doesn't go away. That's a constant battle for sure.
As a man on the planet, I think much of what you've said probably is true of humanity. You know, we feel alone, divided, and we tend to project our own pain upon those that are around us for reasons we don't always understand and are quite unconscious in behavior. So, wow, that's a liberating sort of thought and vision to be achieving with this kind of event. Anything else other than us beating ourselves up, that's my language, of course. Anything else there that just sort of rises to the top as you talk to women and as you interact with them specifically to prepare for this event?
Piggybacking off of the point that I just made, one of the big issues is because I feel like that is the root of a lot of things, we separate ourselves from each other and we create distance. And there is a false sense of security in that. And within that distance, we find that we are less productive as a society. And so we felt like if we could start bringing voice or adding, this is where the word light came from, adding light to that, that we would be less intimidated by this, you know, this space that we're creating and kind of bridge those gaps. Because it's within bridging those gaps that we find the momentum to be able to be better businesswomen, to be better mothers, to be better educators. And I don't know any woman that doesn't resonate with to one degree or another, you know, and that's where I feel most excited about with the work that we're doing with this event, is because women are leaving this event and other, you know, other smaller events that we've done and feeling completely and utterly inspired. And it's really the heart of the inspiration that instills the ingenuity and the drive to live another day for some women and to do a little better tomorrow. And for me as a mother, that goes a long way.
Yeah. And now the challenge or the movement to sustain that inspiration for those who attended and for those who begin to attend your events becomes, you know, that folds into all of this as a vision, I'm sure. Switching gears slightly, much of our audience is, they are entrepreneurs. I know there are women listening as well that are building businesses. So you're a business person. This was a tremendously successful event in terms of attendance, in terms of engagement. Why do you think it was so successful?
Well, I think that's a loaded question too, but if there was, that's okay. That's your job, right?
I'm channeling someone somewhere.
That's right. Yes. I think any entrepreneur, any true entrepreneur, knows that that you have to have a vision. You have to have a vision, and you have to have passion to sustain that vision, and I feel like that's key. That's key in anything, in any sort of, endeavor. And sometimes we approach projects or things without one of those, and it just won't work. It'll collapse. And what I realized was, I got really good at articulating a vision. And that was something that I know we talked about this before, but yeah. That, you know, we created this and had this wildly successful response from the community with all the odds against us for a lot of reasons. Mm-hmm. And we did it based on a vision. We had nothing in our past, you know.
Right. And you use the word we, and there's no accident here. I met many of the team members, the women who worked with you to put this together. Talk a little bit about the folks on your team and their contributions and how you guys all work together.
That's a whole segment of itself. Hats off to these incredible ladies. These, like me, are stay-at-home moms, you know, who are running their households. We have women from, as far as Utah and California, one that was even in Missouri for a time, we reached out to and said, hey, this is what our objectives are. Do you see the vision? Do you feel it? And do you want to take part in it? And they brought to the table their best. And they were willing to actually do something that they had never done before, which is scary. That's scary. But again, this whole message is, of this event, too, is becoming vulnerable. So right. So that we can find, you know, that connection and inspiration and service.
That's fascinating. So they transferred skills. I mean, they had some aptitude to do it functionally what they did for you and with you, but they were transferring skills and there was some unknown there and they embraced it.
It was huge unknown. Yeah, it was huge unknown. And I think it was very, proving to them as well that, wow, we can do this. And I mean, their the vision of who they are individually, I think, increased as well, just with their capacity of leading people, leading teams of people and organizing vendors. I mean, I got to brag on my exhibit director here a little bit. She came on, had never done trade shows before ever. And she filled that exhibit hall. 200 vendors.
This was
Laurelyn Berkston.
Okay.
And she rocked it. I mean, she totally rocked it.
Wow. You could almost argue that because it was new, she brought an energy to it that someone who does it day in, day out may not have.
Exactly. Right. Exactly. Which I think also on a business business perspective, I think, right. is important to keep in mind as well,
right.
Is to keep things fresh,
Yeah.
And so, and that I believe is what helped a lot of that.
Andrea, I think if I've got it right, in your background, you grew up in a family that does events and did political, all kinds of things. So what were some of the things that you transferred from your childhood and sort of observing this as a young adult that you were able to bring to this? What are some of the takeaways about events that you've learned over time?
The big takeaway for me was, you know, those years of exposure in you know, the huge world of events, which is very, very intense. Very, very, it's not for everybody. Is I learned how to be able to not be afraid of the conflict or the mountain. I learned how to be able to see, yes, this seems impossible, but I know we'll have 100 volunteers. I know we're going to get our 200 vendors. I know that we'll get our sponsors. I know, you know, and that was a lot of coaching, you know, that I had to do with that. But had I not had those years of experience, I wouldn't have been able to glean on that kind of strength. And that's a core strength that you really earn.
I was going to say, and women and men can learn that, you know, there is this faith that has to happen. You have to, at your core, not only have the passion, which you talked about earlier, but also just really, really deeply believe that it's all going to be okay.
Yeah.
I remember I walked by you as I was setting up there to do audio, and you sort of said casually, yeah, I'm putting out a few fires here. And I could just feel it in your voice that you just know it's all going to be fine. And that strength is what you're talking about.
It's true. Yeah.
So the future. So you have events. What's next for the Women of Light? And directionally, how do you see this moving?
So what has been marvelous throughout this whole thing is that, at the event itself, we had a vast audience. I mean, we had people as far away from Latvia, come. And, we had people from, Texas and Colorado and New York and Washington. And I mean, this really was this, I mean, we spurred something, and these women wanted to see this in their community and in their own communities. And I thought, this is exactly right. This is exactly right. And we want to be able to help ignite that and to be able to say, hey, we have a platform and you're welcome to use it. And be the boots on the ground. Help us be the face of your community. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I can't go move to these places.
It's an interesting model that you're describing there. From a business perspective, it's almost like deploying satellite Women of Light.
Yep. Ambassadors is what we're calling them.
Exactly. Yeah. There it is.
Yep. Ambassadors. Mm-hmm. And so, which is really exciting too, because in an effort of doing that, we're also permeating this overall message of what we want our ladies to have a takeaway from. So, I mean, the bigger picture here, we want it to continue to sustain itself in New Mexico. And you know what? New Mexico deserves it. You know, somebody mentioned, they're like, we have movies and good food, and the balloon fiesta
and Christmas.
Right. And we want more. And that's why I believe it worked in a place that people thought that it wouldn't work. Like, no way. If you can make it work in New Mexico, you make it work anywhere. And we did. Yeah. We totally did.
Yeah.
And I think it proved to the community of really what's important to the community.
So beautiful. Wow. Great work you're doing. So I'm very pleased to have worked with you on this first one. Looking forward to future, and it was a delight to work with you and interview as well. Thanks for joining us on the program. Andrea Manfredi has been our guest. She's the president of the Women of Light Movement. The website, www.thewomenoflight.com. Thanks, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
Small Biz America.